This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
One of the stories that shows the importance of living your life according to La ilaha illallah if you want to die on La ilaha illallah. There is a beautiful narration where three of the famous and big hadith scholars, Abu Hatim al-Razi, Muhammad ibn Muslim ibn Wara, and Al-Munzir ibn Shadhan, these giants in hadith, they went and visited another giant in hadith narration. His name was Abu Zur'a al-Razi, Ubaydillah ibn Abdul Karim, his name. Al-Razi. They went and visited him while he was dying on his deathbed. And they note that, you know, when somebody's dying, it is the recommended action is to remind somebody to say La ilaha illallah. It's better not to try to force them or command them to say La ilaha illallah, say that, because that can sometimes antagonize the person who's dying. But maybe say La ilaha illallah just to to remind that person. However, these great people, they were also quite shy and embarrassed to say to their companion, their teacher in hadith, Abu Zur'a al-Razi, who's like I say, a giant in hadith narration, and obviously a pious Muslim, to say to him, say La ilaha, they felt that a little bit hard. So they said, why don't we just revise the hadith in this regard. So Muhammad ibn Muslim ibn Wara started off by saying, the hadith narrator Abu Asim narrated to me from the chain that he heard from Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, from Salih, from Ibn Abi, and he started to stutter. You can remember the rest of the hadith, Ibn Abi, and he just kept, and so he couldn't continue the hadith, something happened. So steps in another the hadith scholar, who is Abu Hatim al-Razi, and he says, حَدَّثَنَا Bundar. Bundar narrated to us that Abu Asim narrated to him that from Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, from Salih ibn Abi Arib. And he then also started to stutter, and he wasn't able to finish the hadith. So these guys are reviewing the hadith in the presence of Abu Zar'a, who's lying on his death. And he was listening to them, and then all of a sudden he said, Bundar narrated to us that Abu Asim narrated from Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, from Salih ibn Abi Arib, from Kathir ibn Murra, that he heard Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the famous companion, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever's last words of this dunya is La ilaha illallah, he will enter al-Jannah. Man kana akhiru kalamuhu min ad-dunya La ilaha illallah, dakhal al-Jannah. And on saying and narrating this hadith, he died straight after. Subhanallah, what a beautiful story, which shows if almost the embodiment of the saying of Allah, O you who believe, fear Allah and die not except in the state of Islam. Fear Allah as you should be feared and die not except in the state of Islam. يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. They said, how can somebody die in the state of Islam? By living in Islam. If you are somebody who is living and teaching and embodying and practicing La ilaha illallah, then La ilaha illallah is going to come smoothly on your tongue when the time comes. May Allah have mercy on Abu Zar'a al-Razi and all his fellows and compatriots. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to stay steady on these words.